Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that's how we say hello to you right here on Heart to Heart with the songs of Instru Vocal Experience and the song Holy. This is what they say. They say our praise and worship is extraordinary and heartfelt because it comes from the heart and is aimed at winning. That is Instru Vocal right here. And they are coming from, I think this is from Mpumalanga, but most of them are residing in Gauteng. The man behind Instru Vocal Experience is Mnetiso Sibego. Mnetiso Sibego is a keyboard player in the Tshwane Gospel Choir. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that he's also not just focused on Tshwane Gospel Choir, but also focusing on others as well. Focusing on other, what do we call them again? On other groups, building other groups as well. So yeah, God is just awesome. God is just good. And now today I'm connecting with Pastor Angie Campos Real all the way from Zambia. She's coming in from Zambia today. Let me just do this so that I can welcome my queen. I think you could hear her preparing herself on the other side, just getting ready for us, getting ready to minister, making sure that her volume and everything else is well. My queen, good. Is it still good morning? No, good day to you. How are you?
Good day to you.
Hello, my queen. How are you?
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. Good. Perfectly.
All good. So, hi, everybody. Actually, I'm in Namibia.
Oh, where did I get Zambia from? I guess I love Zambians.
I was in Zambia about a week
you
ago.
You see, so my mind stuck there. It's stuck on Zambia. Oh, today you're in Namibia.
Yeah, and I know I do travel so much, so it's difficult to keep up with where I am. Forget that.
Sure, but you look like you're wearing a jacket. Is Namibia cold?
No, it's not. It's just cold in the boardroom.
Mm.
Yeah, it's actually like 28 degrees or something here.
28 degrees outside.
Yeah, I was on site on Friday.
Okay.
33 degrees.
You? And today you're wearing a jacket in there. Okay, may the Lord keep you healthy in that contrast. I mean, like coming out from a very cold and a very, then go to a very hot space. Ooh, you need God.
They like to put the aircon on very cold, so I'm like freezing here.
Mm-hmm. And so today we are in Women's Month and we're saying women of God and women making waves still in the construction and renewable energy sector, both locally and internationally. Where are we focusing at today? Where are we going as we are talking to our women in these spaces and those who are aspiring, who desire to be in these spaces? I mean, there are so many women who like to be in these spaces, but some of them find it very hard to crack into the space. But with God, all things are possible.
You know, what you're saying is so true. I have found that during the journey of my career, it's been one of the most difficult things in construction, as a woman in construction, to find my way, to have my voice heard. And it's only by the grace of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit on my life, that I've really been successful. I think that's what I really want to talk about today.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about the Joseph principle. It's a principle that I stand by. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit and how it is He that really gives us the ability to be able to create wealth, to be able to be successful. I've been encouraging people to trust the Holy Spirit for ideas.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing I want to talk about today, is that each and every one of us have gifts. God has given us the ability to be able to create wealth.
Yeah.
And we need to tap into that. As Christians, we need to be able to tap into that.
So how did you crack into the space?
Into construction.
Into both the spaces.
And renewable energy. You know, some 20 odd years ago, I got a job. And it was in the construction space. And yes. I realized that it's something that I enjoy doing. And I continued studying and, you know, qualifying myself, different qualifications, health and safety, quality, NEC contracts, everything that one would need around the construction industry. And then I studied as a project manager. And it's a good fit. I'm quite an extroverted person. I like being on site. I like managing people. I like to see a finished product. So I believe God has called me to build in the kingdom as well as in the secular. So what I do in the secular is what I do in the kingdom. So my gifts have made room for me. And I remember a few years ago, there's a prophecy that went over my life where the pastor actually said to me, said, "What do you do?" And I said, I do building subcontracting for Eskom. And he said, "You know, what you do in the secular is what God has called you as in the spiritual."
Right.
And he said, "You are a powerhouse." He says, "Eskom's a powerhouse."
Wow.
And you are a powerhouse for God. And so you'll often find that these two overlap. You know, what gifts God has given you in the kingdom are really what carry on. And your gifts make room for you wherever you go in the secular.
Sure. And I guess that is something that should encourage another person to say, let me look at what am I doing in the secular and who am I? How does it connect with my spiritual as well? We never even look at that. Most of us would never connect. But when you look at it, you are the same person in all these spaces.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You are, you know, what God has placed inside of you, everything that you need to be successful, everything that you need to accomplish great things is inside of us. And so I remember when I was working at Eskom, they employed me to do process management. You know, they want to put processes in place at Eskom, like Eskom-wide. And I'd never worked with processes before, and it was a massive project. And, you know, they hired me as an administrator, and I said to the Lord, "I don't know how to do this." And I started speaking to the Holy Spirit every day. And this is really what I call the Joseph Principle. And I started to say to the Lord, I said, "Lord, you know, there must have been something very special about Joseph." That Joseph being a foreigner in Egypt, what was it that made Joseph special that he became the second in charge or the second most powerful man to Potiphar in a foreign land? And I asked that question many times, and I said, "Lord, this has to have been something special about Joseph. Set him apart from an entire nation." And this is what the Holy Spirit showed me. He said the first thing was that, the first and most important thing was the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord was with Joseph. And because the Spirit of the Lord was with Joseph, everything that Joseph's hands touched prospered. You know, Joseph, when he was in prison,
yes,
how was he able to interpret the dreams of the people? How was he able to interpret the dreams of Potiphar?
Yeah.
In our own strength and our own abilities, we'll never be able to do it. But as long as we walk by the Holy Spirit, he will set us apart. He will cause us to do things that nobody else is able to do. He will give us wisdom in situations that other people do not have. He will guide our steps. He will lead us.
Yeah.
You know, it is God who gives us all these good gifts. The Bible says all good gifts come from our Father above. And he gifted us with many, many gifts. Each and every one of us have gifts. And the Bible says that it is those gifts that will bring us before great women.
Yes.
And I was teaching, you know, in my Monday Trinity, and I was saying to the people, I said, it is important that we come before great men and women. Because if you remember, there was a time when Jesus owed money to the taxes. And he said to his disciples, go and cast your hook, catch a fish. And when you cut the mouth of the fish open, you find that the money that you pay the taxes is in the mouth of the fish. But we don't network. Cast your nets. And when you cast your net, you start networking. You start asking God. You say to him, but you said that my gifts will bring me before great people. And the money is in the mouths of those great people. So you have a gift. And that gift needs to bring you before the fish, before great people. And when you are standing before those great people, there was a time when God said to Moses, he said, he's bringing the Israelites out of Egypt. And he said, Moses, tell the Israelite people to go and ask the Egyptians to give them all their jewelry and their gold and their silver. And the Bible says that God favored the Israelites in the eyes of the Egyptians. So when you stand before the fish, when your gift brings you before these great men and women of God, you need favor.
Yes.
You need the favor that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit that is going to cause these great men and women to transfer the wealth that they have into your hands. But it all starts with seeking the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
With going before the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, I wasn't born without a gift. I have gifts. What are my gifts? There are people who are listening in today. You have gifts. God has called you to write books. I have written many books. You know, the one book that I wrote in 2018 was a book on deliverance. And during that time, I was going through a bit of a difficult time financially.
Yeah.
And look at how God came through for me. I didn't sit down and write a book. See, many people ask me, Pastor, teach me how to write a book or give me tips on how to write a book. Okay, the first thing that I did was I spoke to the Lord about my gift. I said to him, Lord, I would like to have the gift of the scribe. And I would like to write books. And then as I was doing deliverance, I said to myself, I can't send these people out and, you know, after we've cast demons out of them and then leave them without a way to maintain that deliverance. So what I asked the Lord was to help me with prayers that could help the people, that as they went along, they could pray these prayers and maintain their deliverance. So I just would write down prayers. And before long, I had a whole stack of prayers. And I created a leaflet. And then I went to Swaziland. Apostle Justice Gamimi of Worship Center invited me to come and preach in Swaziland. I mean, we did deliverance for, could have been 1,000 people. And when I left, I gave him the leaflets. I said, Apostle, I cannot leave these people, you know, in the lurch. Please print out these prayers, give it to them. They need to know how to maintain their deliverance. When he looked at it, he said to me, give me 1,000 copies of this little leaflet that I'd done. So I said, you know what? Why don't I just make it into a book? I wrote it. I sent somebody to edit it. I got somebody to design the cover. You know, they just did it for free. I published it myself. And Apostle Justice Dummy paid to print the books. I sold about 3,000 copies of this book, and it's still in demand. God put the vision together. But I had to go to him. I had to seek him. I had to say to the Lord, I want to write. Give me the anointing of the scribe. And at the time when I published this book, I was not in a great place financially.
Sure.
And so as I sold this book, the book made provision for me financially.
Mm.
So there are people who have gifts. There's many of people out there that has called you to write books. God has called you to cut CDs. God has called you to make movies. God has called you to open businesses. God, you know, God has called you to do things. He has placed the desire in you. You have the ability to do it through the Holy Spirit. I mean, I didn't even really write this book. The Holy Spirit wrote it.
Hmm.
Somebody, you know, I self-published. Somebody paid for it. I didn't pay for the printing of those books. But yet, I made thousands of rands, and that money sustained me.
Wow.
What I want people to understand is we got to marry the spiritual with the practical.
Mm-hmm.
We can't only be spiritual. We're praying about this, we're fasting about this, we're talking to God about this, we want the Holy Spirit to give us ideas, you know, fill us with gifting, wisdom, and then He does His part, but we don't act.
All right. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. Pastor Ange, I'm also thinking about those ones who have so many other gifts in their lives. They are realizing that, yo, I, just like you, just like you, because we have so many who are confused. Which one do I start with? And after this, where to? How do I leave the other ones and concentrate on this one? I know you are that woman with so many gifts. You are in construction. You are in renewable energy. You're doing more than that. You're even a pastor. And so let's talk about that when we come back. And we're just going to take a break. My family, we are coming back with Pastor Ange Campus Real and calling on all women who desire to be in the construction area, renewable energy, or in any other kind of business.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Hi, it is I. It is Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Swazi Dlamini. Break every chain. And the time now, 25 minutes. Just before 1, I'm not alone right here on Heart to Heart. I am with Pastor Angie Campus Real, and she's connecting all the way from Namibia. And we are talking to our women today, but I know that even men are gaining. We're talking to women of God and women making waves in the construction and renewable energy locally and internationally, and also talking to women in many other businesses as well. And yes, the lines are open. You can talk to us. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial. And Chasal Smerons, you can send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871. You will be charged with just 150 if you're going to use an SMS. But we'd like to hear from you, my family. And Pastor Ange, before we went to that song, I was asking a question on somebody who is or who sees God using or opening their eyes into so many other spaces. They are talented in so many ways. I don't know how many talents you have. I think I've noted six already in you. I'm wondering what more. I'm waiting to see more. It is as though God is peeling an onion, and then we're discovering another Angie, and then we're discovering another Angie, and then so there are people. There are many of us out here who are like that. But now, at the end of the day, we try to do all five all at once. Start at all five all at once, which at the end sometimes exhausts us, because each one needs time, each one needs to be nurtured to grow, and to find I'm everywhere, but at the end of the day I'm unable to even finish. I'm unable to get to the end of the product because I'm so swamped with so much.
Well, I think that's an important question. I'm not sure. I think there's still an echo. I've tried.
I wonder if it's not where you're at, but it's not coming out from my side to this side.
I think you want to try to dial me on my phone. If you can try that.
All right, let's do that. But we have to take another song and then come back to talk to Pastor Angie, Campus Real. And we're going to take the sounds of Fred Hammond, and he is featuring Radical for Christ. Oh, give thanks.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
This song takes me back. It takes me back a couple of years back. I just love that. It takes me back to when I could dance. Hey, to when I could dance. And that is Fred Hammond featuring Radical for Christ. God, and I gave you the song, Oh, Give Thanks. Oh, Give Thanks. Such a beautiful one. Still beautiful, even now. I'm still with Pastor Ange Campus Real, and we are ministering to women, those who desire to be in or who are in or making waves also in the construction space or in the renewable energy space, and those in businesses as well. All right, Pastor Angie, we're just about to answer my question, because I asked the question that how do we go about when we find ourselves with so much. We have so many ideas. We have so many desires. We do quite a lot of things. And sometimes we don't get things done because we get exhausted. I'm doing 6-5 things all at once, all at a go. How do we take them one by one? Or what should we be doing when I find myself with so many talents and gifts?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Paul writes to the church in Rome, and he says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And one of the things that the enemy will do is he will use these kind of tactics. He will actually try to use your gifts and your best intentions to try to wear you down, make you feel that you have failed because you stretch yourself so thin. And so once again, it's very, very important. And, you know, we're talking about being led by the Holy Spirit. That's the topic of my entire conversation today, is to be led by the Holy Spirit. So yes, you know, as you've mentioned, I do a lot of things, and I found that very quickly I started to burn out and start one project, and then I couldn't finish it, because I would start something else or something else would come up. And so we need to be very, very sensitive to that. It's so important that when we are busy doing things for God, that we really partner with Him. Remember that every vision that He gives to us, every idea, every gift, everything that He wants done, we don't do it on our own. Everything is part of what He needs planned, what He wants done on earth as it's being released from heaven. And so it's very, very important that we walk with Him. I remember one time I was busy with the building extension at our church. Being a construction project manager myself, I offered up my gifts as well as I financed the actual extension of the church. So I put in the money as well as my gifting in that. And I remember that I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, please use me. You know, you walk with me, Holy Spirit, in terms of getting this project done. And someone else had actually started the project, and halfway through they were unable to finish the project. And the project, which should have taken us about 6 months, was standing for like 2 years, a simple extension to the church. And I went to pastor, I said, let me just take over this project, I'll get it done. And the Lord said to me, this is the things we got to do. The Lord said to me, walk around the building seven times and pray and intercede. And as I was walking around the building, as I was praying, the Lord started to show me areas where people had been speaking negatively against this building project. And these things manifest, word curses, witchcraft. I mean, we live in Africa. We deal with these things all the time. And as I was walking around the building, the Lord actually showed me. And I had to tear down those negative word curses. I had to tear down the works of the enemy that had come up against that building project. And when I had done that, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And he walked with me. I remember at one stage I was walking through Builder's Warehouse, and I could actually feel a tangible presence of the Holy Spirit walking with me, talking to me, directing me. And when the project lifted, you know, anointing is given for assignment. Write this down. It's important. Take a note of it. Anointing is given for an assignment. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an assignment, if you don't have a God-given project, why do you need the anointing? So the anointing to finish this project came upon me, and I could feel the heavy presence of the Holy Spirit as I walked with him. But when the project was over, I no longer needed that specific anointing. So the presence of the Holy Spirit was with me. He lives with us. But the anointing for that specific assignment was no longer there because the assignment was complete. And I could feel a change in the presence of the Holy Spirit on my life. You know, he was there, but it wasn't as strong as like when I was walking through Builder's Warehouse, and I could feel him walking with me, talking to me, leading me, guiding me. And I actually started to feel like depressed. I was like, Lord, where are you? Why have you left me? And these are things I've learned in building my life, building projects, building with the Lord. You know, I've done things that I could never do unless the Holy Spirit walked with me. Like Joseph, I would go and say, Lord, the same way that you were with Joseph, be with me. I need to be successful in this, and I can't do it without you, Holy Spirit. Give me ideas. But to answer your question, you know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Be very, very sensitive that the project you are working on is the one that God has chosen for you. When we start asking for ideas, we can have an influx of ideas that will come very quickly. You know, it can come like a flood, but you've got to be sensitive to say, what is the relevance of this idea in this time and season? I am currently writing a book, and the book is about anxiety and depression, because when I had a near-death experience, I struggled with anxiety from a brain injury. And I started writing this book, and I know that this book is going to be a success. Why? The book is relevant. There are many people who are dealing with anxiety and depression. I will never need to market this book. I'll just have to tell people I wrote a book, and they'll say, people already say that. We need this book. The church needs this book. It's a book of my testimony of how God helped me to identify the spirit of anxiety that was trying to kill me. It's a silent killer. Anxiety is a silent killer, and how God brought me through it. And people need to know, okay, well, I'm struggling with anxiety. Pastor Angie is struggling with anxiety. God heals her from this. I need to read this book. How relevant is your gift? How relevant is your idea? If you are in a company,
All right. So if you are in a company, we're going to put a comma there. Let me acknowledge Frankie Akuapso, who says, great show, great music. Good afternoon to you also, Pastor Angie. And also to Mulebogeng, who's asking a question. How do I balance God and business? Because sometimes I get so overwhelmed with business. Pastor Angie.
Absolutely. You have to have a balance between the two. And how I balance God with business, with work, with everything that I do in my life is, first and foremost, I do not start off my day without acknowledging the Holy Spirit. If you read Benny Hinn's book, I know he's controversial at the moment, but my experience with reading his book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit, was a life-changing experience for me personally. And so when I read Good Morning, Holy Spirit, I taught myself at a very young age, as a baby Christian, to start every day in acknowledgement of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray a very simple prayer. And I set up in the morning and I say, I put on every day, I listen to the same song. I'm boring that day. Welcome, Holy Spirit, by Martha Menezi. Just welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill this room with your presence. Fill my life with your presence. And then I pray the same thing. People will think I'm monotonous. People will think I'm boring. I pray the same thing every day. I say, Lord, I'm in covenant with you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And because I'm in covenant with you through the blood of Jesus Christ, all that I am is yours and all that you are is mine. Lead me and guide me. The most important promise that you have given to me is your Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm in covenant, Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. Come and fill me. Come and lead me. Come and guide me. Come and help me. I cannot do this without you. If you opened a door for business, let me walk through it with confidence. Even if I feel I can't do it, because you're with me, I'll be successful.
Mm.
And if there's doors that the enemy has opened, help me. Shut those doors. Caution me. Give me favor, Holy Spirit, that when I meet with my clients, when I meet with my subcontractors, when I'm on site, give me favor. Give me wisdom. Help me through all of it. And then I start my day. And that's how I balance my relationship with God. With everything that I do, I walk with him. I talk with him. And I try to be as sensitive to my partnership with him. I partner with him. He's my partner in everything that I do. He's my partner in my business. He's my partner in writing that book. He must have his stamp on it. Unless the Lord builds anything, not just his church, the laborer will labor in vain. We will labor in vain unless we do it with him.
All right. Unless we do it with him. So going back to what you were talking about, as you were talking about when you're working also for another company, building, talking to somebody about allowing the Lord Holy Spirit to guide you in all things as you were answering. So you were talking and addressing somebody who's working for another company.
I can't remember where I put that comma now.
Right there when you were talking to somebody who's working for another company. But I remember that last time when you were talking to us, you mentioned that when you're working for somebody, it is a stepping and a learning curve for you. That's where you need to also honor God in that space, because that is something that's going to build you. Take notes, because you are going to take from that and build your own company. So sometimes we forget about that as well.
Absolutely. I cannot overestimate the importance of mentorship and having leadership and fathering in everything that you do. In my career, look, I've been doing this for 20 years now. I have a lot of young people that I am currently mentoring as project managers in the construction industry. But I needed to also be mentored. And so it took 20 years for me to get to where I am. This new company that I'm working for in Namibia, they are a Namibian-based company. I've stepped into a new space where I'm doing utility-scale projects. So that's a much larger scale of project. It's like a solar farm. And it's something I've not done before. And they are teaching me, they are mentoring me, and every day I come in here to learn new things. So I pray, and I say, Lord, send me destiny connectors.
All right.
Send me people who are going to propel me to my destiny. There are people who are going to finance your destiny, like Apostle Justice Flamini financed my book. There are people who are going to finance your studies. There are people who are going to teach you and impart. I love this company that I'm working for. They're called Alenzi Energy. You can check them out in Namibia. I really love them because they teach me, and I'm a very teachable person. I have questions. I sit and ask them many, many questions because I want to learn and I want to grow and I want to know that God has placed these people in my life for a reason. And they don't even have to be Christians. I don't know if they're Christians. I don't know if they're believers. It doesn't matter. God will transfer a wealth of knowledge out of the hand of the sinner into the hand of the righteous to prepare us for our destiny.
Okay, Willy Brotz, I acknowledge you. Hello to you. And here's a question from a family member. How do I know that my business idea is from God? I think it can be coupled with this other one that says, if I've already started a business because of excitement, can I go back to the Lord and I'll ask him to bless my business? Pastor Ange. Yeah, sometimes I agree. You get excited. You're talking to your sister. You're talking to your brother. You get excited. You don't even ask God if this is from God. You start and you run. So can you go back and ask him to bless it? And then also that other one, Pastor Inge, how do you know if this idea is from God?
So I think the first thing, I've made that same mistake many, many times. I had an idea and I got excited about it and I decided, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to run with it. And sometimes it's not easy. So I'm going to answer both the questions, you know, at the same time. Sometimes it's really not easy to be able to be that discerning. You know, when I was a young Christian, I wasn't a very discerning person and I wasn't able to tell whether something was from God or not. And I would get an idea and I wouldn't know if it's a good idea or it's a God idea. And then I would run with it and get excited. And then we do a thing, and then we want God to put his stamp of approval on it when we didn't seek him. And I think we've all done that. We've all made those mistakes. You know, we learn through experience. We're going to fall. We're going to get up. We're going to learn. The most important thing, again, is coming back to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says all good gifts come from our Father above. And discernment is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Being able to discern in your spirit, is this from God or not? I've had to learn and practice the gift of discernment because I deal with demons, to walk into space and say, you know what, God doesn't want me here. And I still make those mistakes. I took a job with a company a few months ago, and I was very excited about it. And I got there, and immediately, you know, I didn't feel comfortable. The head of the company was part of a satanic family. And I'm supposed to report, you know, part of this. And she was oppressing me. And I took it down to the Lord and I said, Lord, did I miss you? So, you know, it's important to really walk by discernment. We don't always get it right. You're going to try. You're going to fail. In terms of, and you're going to get up again and you're going to learn and you're going to develop that gift. You know, in terms of, you know, you've started a business, you're excited about it, can you take it to God and will he put his stamp of approval? What I would do, me personally, in a situation like that, is I would give it to him. And I would say, Lord, I repent. I didn't discuss this with you. I've started with it now. If it is from you, let it stand. If it's not from you, shut this door and lead me to the door that you want open. You see, this is very important that you understand this. In the spiritual realm, day and time and minutes and seconds are not equivalent to what we live in here. You know, a day for us here is milliseconds in the kingdom of heaven, in the spiritual realm. You could build for 30, 40, 60 years, and in the spiritual realm, it could be a minute that has gone by. When we are not in the will of God, the enemy will let you build. You're both for 30 years, you're both for 40 years, you're both for 50 years, and you think you're doing well, and you think you're successful. And then when you least expect it, because you've built on the wrong foundation, he will come.
All right.
And that thing will destroy you.
All right, Pastor Inge, can we steal 10 minutes of your time, and then we'll let you go? And then we'll let you go. So here's another question, but I'm not going to allow you to answer it now. You'll answer it after the news. A family member says, how do I pray for my business? How do I pray for my business? I remember when we were teenagers. I was a teenager at that time. And there was this guy who was owning a funeral parlor. And a pastor came and he asked, he called for business people to come to the front. And this guy who was owning a funeral parlor also went to the front. And when he came back, he was a young adult. So he was kind of part of us because we were in the choir. So the choir asked him, so what do you say to God when you pray? Are you asking God to kill people because you are in the funeral parlor space? So we are asking ourselves, how do
for sure. My business needs to boom, so people please die.
Yeah, blood. Can they die? All righty then. Let's take a break. We're coming back. How do I pray for my business is a question that we will start on when we come back. Pastor Angie, let's cross over to the news bulletin.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-
0800-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.